text message, I believe.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I'll text it to you.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we live on Blog Talk also.
Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, David Murphy. I'm coming to you live from Kernan Hospital. For those of you who may know and may not know, since last week, I was in the hospital last week at this time, but in a different place. But this time I'm in the place called Kernan Hospital, which is, that means I'm halfway home. A lot of the issues I have are probably still with me, but the effects are not as effective. And I feel great. I feel good. I'm ready to get back in the saddle again. And I'm not working extra hard. I'm just doing what I do. And it's a blessing. I don't care how you look at it. Some people say you're working too hard. No, I don't work too hard because this is different from a job. As I always say, this is because when you're serving people, you have to be careful now. You know, not to overdo yourself, but you have to know your limitation. And I'm within my limitations. And when I feel like stop, I stop. When I feel like sleep, I sleep. And so, so that's a big difference. See, I don't have to do anything, but I do it because that's where my heart is at. And I believe that's where God led me at. But some wonderful things happened over this past week. And some bad things happened too. First of all, I went into what they call a seizure. They say a stroke. They say my blood level's high, so I have to be on insulin. I'm going to have to change my whole lifestyle. But the lifestyle that I'm going to change to is a better one, a healthier one. You know, something can add years to my life, and if I would have went on unchecked, based on what the doctor told me, I probably would have been dead by now, if I'd have kept running around and not knowing I had diabetes. I didn't know it. It was for 6 months, didn't know it. But see, that just goes to show you how great my God is. He even looks out for crazy people like myself, who don't know no better sometimes, or who do know better. But I do know one thing, that he was on my side all the way. Now, I know a lot of you don't like to mix business with religion or with God, but as I always tell you, this whole thing, this newspaper comes by divine inspiration. So it is about God. It is about love. And I'm going to tell you something. This week, I went into a series of seizures and a series of strokes. But guess what? Now, I'm not too heavy into this medical thing. But the doctor just came in here today. He told me, he said, my blood level, whatever they call that thing, the diabetes level, was the highest he ever saw. He said, I've never seen one this high before. And see, now it's almost down to where it's supposed to be now. But he said it's almost like a miracle me walking around again. And so that's why I say that's how good my God is, because not only do he carry me through things like this, but I've seen some things that I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm just trying, they say the truth will set you free. When I was having this series of a seizures, they said, and I was looking at the clock, and every hour, matter of fact, like there's a nurse behind me now. She don't know I'm doing a live podcast or something. But
come back.
Do I have to do something?
I'm sure. Do your vitals. I'll come back.
Well, she said she'll come back. How nice these people are in there. They treat me great, you know. But I was at this hospital called Anne Arundel County Hospital, old hospital. Can't think of the name. And
you calling for help, sir?
Yeah. And so I keep turning my head around because the nurses and people walk behind me. This lady came into the room after I had this series of seizures, and nobody seemed like they were doing nothing about it, and I was getting kind of upset about it. And every half an hour, I would go to a stroke or a seizure, and I could feel it coming on. Then I would grab on something, and then I couldn't say anything, couldn't talk. I couldn't express myself, and it was very frustrating. So I guess they thought I was crazy or something, but you know, that's just the way it was. But then this lady came in, and she looked like an Asian type lady, but her demeanor, her bed manner was so unusual to me. She was like a bright light. She had a smile that I can't even express. And she had a look of concern, of caring. And she held my hand through one of those seizures. And then I see her get up and go to, you know, they had to go stand up computers they walk around with. And she stood up at this computer. And she began to do a lot of typing. And look like she typed, because I went to two more seizures since then. Look like she went to another hour to just typing. And then she came to me and gave me this little thing of medicine, pills and stuff like this, and I took them. Did you know that I didn't have another seizure for about 6 hours? And when the other one came on, it was very light. It only took about 15 seconds. And she was holding my hand then. And I believe because of her precaution, the doctors kind of finalized the measure to keep things calm for me, you know, keep the seizures from coming on. Now, that's a medical sense, but from my sense, this lady was an angel. Her whole thing about her was angelic to me. And you know, I always talk about God. I believe in God. But I never seen nothing like her before. And I told her, I ain't talking, are you angels? I straight up asked her that. She laughed. But she did give me her name. Her name is Vicky. And I'm always remember this lady because just the look of love, the look of caring, and the look of, I mean, like she really cared. And going through that night was one of my roughest nights because I never went through that many sieges and stuff. I was about 6, 7, 8 sieges in a row. And they go through that, and this is the point. You don't know if this is going to be your last one. Everyone came on because I lost control of all my system, everything in my body. And so now here I am in Kernan, and I haven't had a seizure or anything since. I feel like I don't have nothing. But they keep giving me insulin and all that kind of stuff, so something's wrong. But physically, I feel so great. And not only do I feel so great, but I am so grateful. So grateful, man. Not only to get another chance at life again. Some may say I had 15 lives, all the stuff I've been through. But God keeps me around for some reason. And I ain't going to question him about the reason. And just keep me around. But I'm going to say this to those who's listening out there. You know, life is very serious. And I often say sometimes we take things for granted sometimes. You know, the food that we eat, the things that we do. And some of them things can actually take your life. And I was told several times, one more day, if I would have walked around like that, I would no longer be here. And so, you know, I really, really am grateful. But at the same time, now I have to change a whole new lifestyle, a better lifestyle, a healthier lifestyle. And maybe I'd be better than I was before. I already call myself the Bionic Man, but a $6 million man, whatever you want to call. I done had so much stuff happen. But that was to that lady. I just want to say thank you to her. And I want to thank all those people that was in the Kaiser Permanente where I was sent from there to the hospital and from there to the hospital to Kernan. And the people here at Kernan treated me so great with so much respect. And when you ring the button, they actually come. Matter of fact, they sit by your door almost. And if you want something, if I want coffee, if I want to work on the computer, they even allow me to bring my computer here to work on the computer because they say, you know, I told them what I did. And they say, well, therapeutic, which it is. Even though I got coffee, you know, I said, give me some coffee. Give me coffee. So, but, you know, I'm just saying that I am so grateful to all these people. And I let them know, too. I let the therapists know. I let the people who brought the food in know how important they were to me. And I'm somewhat important to a lot of other people. And I say, see, you don't know who you helping or who you assisting when you do your job and when you do your job properly. I don't care what you do. Do it well because you don't know who you entertaining. The Bible ain't spoke about you may be entertaining angels. You never know. But I do know an angel was entertaining me. I believe that. But there's another group of people while I'm on it before I bring Brother Satavi on. Man, a lot of people call me family member, wish me well. Friends, wish me well. But those people, these people, the people from the National Black Unity News, man, they show so much love. Never in my life, outside of my own family, have I met a group of people who care so much, not just about me, about us, about we.
Okay.
I've been talking about unity for 50 years. I've been writing in newspapers and telling people that we need to come together. We need to do this. We need to do that. But it never came to fruition. But for the first time in my life, since we started the National Black Unity News, that I know the true meaning of unity. You see, these group of people love one another. Don't hardly know, just met each other, but they respect each other. They care about each other. They support one another. And boy, do they carry me. A lot of y'all give me credit for the National Black Unity News, but it's them, it's they, is the one who does the paper. I just put it together. They the one to write the stories from their heart. They the one put up their own money. They the one who edit, like Dr. Y teaching them, edit, take their own time Kathleen and Fran Adam take their own time and host these shows, Bubba Stivey and them. See, they don't have to do none of this. They do this out of love. And I just want to say thank you so much to each and every one of you, because I can never thank you enough. But see, I said that before when I had COVID. But this time around, I've been talking this for the last couple of weeks, how strong the bond is between the people in the National Black Unity News, even the members who don't come on too often. I even send them personal information that they need to come on to these calls to get to know these people, because this is the true value of this publication, is those people that is behind. You need to get to know them, because these are the people that want to push. I know a lot of people, they know a lot of people, and they people know a lot of people. See, it's that in-house thing that was going to turn everything upside down. And so, again, I just want to thank everybody who supported me, who prayed for me, who cared for me, and uplift me, you know, through all of this time. See, I'm not going through a rough time. It's something on my body, but see, like I say, I get a chance to live again. A lot of people don't. I had COVID. 500,000 people died, but I got a chance to live again. You see, that's why I say sometimes we take things for granted. Sometimes we take each other for granted. But I want you to know, if you involved with the National Black Unity News and you have not been that active, I encourage you greatly, get involved, because there's nothing like it. Nothing like it. And I'm so grateful to God for just allowing me to be a part of this. And so with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Satavi always has something powerful and positive to say. So I'm going to bring my brother on. And you got it, Brother Satavi.
All right. Thank you, David. And glad you're feeling better and up to doing this podcast tonight. And, you know, we wish you a speedy recovery. And as we do every time we come on these airways, we read from Daily Motivations for African-American Success, written by Mr. Dennis Kimbrough, who's also the author of Speaking More Rich, A Black Choice. Reading for the day. The People's Court. The most effective resource is the quality of your performance. Your energy should be directed to doing the best possible job you can. And that quote is from Clifton Wharton, Jr., Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of State. Reading for the day. We should judge ourselves by what we feel capable of doing, not by what we have done. Nothing else will motivate you to greatness so much as a belief in your own inherent potential. There's potency inside of you that will transform your dreams into reality. If you tap into it, you be the judge. You should not be afraid to think too highly of yourself. The Creator made you and is not ashamed.
Exposure with the National Black Unity News.
Quiet.
But what you don't know what you're going to get you get involved, you're going to get a lot of love, and you can't put no price on that at all. And so, so I'm grateful. I'm going to get back to you, Doc. Go ahead, Brother Satavi. Go ahead and finish what you were doing, sir.
Okay, yes, sir. I don't know what happened there. We got cut off, but let me go back to my reading. I was reading from Daily Motivations for African American Success, and I was at paragraph 2. But let me go and do paragraph 1 again. We should judge ourselves by what we feel capable of doing, not by what we have done. Nothing else will motivate you to greatness. Nothing else will motivate you to greatness so much as the belief in your own inherent potential. There's potency inside of you that will transform your dreams into realities. If you tap into it, you be the judge. You should not be afraid to think too highly of yourself. Your creator or God made you and is not ashamed of the job. He pronounced his good work, and you should respect it. Persistently hold the thought that you are eternally progressing towards something higher and greater. The constant struggle to measure up to such a worthy ideal is the only force in heaven or earth that can make a life great. Your self-image depends on your ideal of yourself, picture of the person that you are, the you that you are meant to be. It is you who will define your own greatness. No one can stop your date with destiny. No one can cast your fate. You are the judge and the jury. The vision that grips your hearts, that longing of your soul to do something significant, that dream of high achievement that occupies your imagination, is not a mere fantasy. It's a prophecy of the great things you will do if you believe in your own potential. Today, I will never sell myself short. I will never underestimate my own ability. And that's what we have in the character that we have in the people that's a part of the National Black Unity News, is that, you know, we all see our greatness, and so it's just natural to support the leader, the person that came up with the vision of the paper, because that person that came up with the vision of the paper, and I'm talking about Mr. David Murphy and Mr. Bill Gooden. Mr. David Murphy, he saw something in all of the different editors that allowed him to invite them to be a part of a bigger vision. And so, you know, we eternally grateful and thankful for Mr. Murphy seeing in us the greatness that we are a part of. And so, again, we're just wishing for him to have a speedy recovery. We're not ready for him to become an ancestor yet. And neither is God, because he still has some work for him to do. So you take care of yourself, brother, and we're going to be here.
Okay, man. I appreciate that. And you know me, you go a long way back, sir. And, you know, we've been in the struggle for a long, long time. We still here. You know, that's amazing after all these years. You know, still on the front line. And I'm going to bring my partner on there because he does a reading right after this. And so I know he don't have a lot of time. So, Mr. Bill Gooden, are you available to speak?
Yeah, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
First, let me just say good evening to everybody. And real quickly, you know, man, I'm like everybody else. I certainly respect everybody, appreciate everybody. Dr. Watkins always trying to make sure she's keeping her point in terms of however she can. But let me just say this there to everybody, you know, real quick. And special thanks to you, Vernon, man, for just hanging in there. You know, in January, we did something for the first time, Black Man, You Find Black Man. with other people in terms of that. We say, who is going to try to raise money for an organization that's been out there for a long time? We set a goal for $10,000, right? So we reached that. So then we say, every 3 months, we were going to do something for another black organization or black person in terms of lifting them up, right? So we made a decision to do something for David Murphy.
She
doesn't
worry about it.
Because
David
was out
there.
Well,
Rita Cole showed that vaccine hesitancy has declined overall as more doses are administered. Dr. Rodolfo, it's important to her to share her story for other Latinx women to see.
There's a lot of tests and information.
So the whole concept is basically this. You know, it's unfortunate that a lot of people out there doing work never get no recognition, never get no reward. You hear people all the time say, man, you know, I sure would like to have my flowers before it's over, right? So we're saying, well, it's an opportunity for us to start lifting each other up. You know what I'm saying? And the only thing we ask people to do is this. Everybody on this airline, we've been putting posts out there, information for how people can donate to David. Only thing people have to do is repost what we're posting, because the more people post it, it gets more people involved. You see what I'm saying? And it's so easy for us to start lifting each other up. Because I'm going to say this, I'm going to end, David, because I know the people on here. I just think that we have an opportunity right now for people that's out there working that never get no recognition, that we can be the one to make sure that we say thank you for what you do. We'll say thank you, David, for what you do. You know, this is not much, but here's $10,000 to say that we love you and we appreciate your work. And last of this, even if we had 1,000 people just give $10, that's $10,000. That ain't nothing for nobody. $10 every 3 months, 1,000 people, we can have $10,000 to give somebody that's out there working in the best interest of all of us. I mean, does everybody agree with that or disagree? Because if you agree, we need you to be a part of it to help at least just share the information that we put out on Facebook with people that you're in contact with, because that means you got more people that would see it that would be willing to donate. And Vernon got something to say. I would like Vernon to say something, but Vernon been right there, man, through the whole thing trying to make it happen, right? And I'm just saying, I just feel like, you know, that should be a responsibility. Well, it's not a responsibility that we have to take, but we shouldn't mind lifting people up that's been out there for years and years and years and years doing the work, and they don't have no fanfare, they don't get no recognition, they don't get no reward. I'm saying let us give them the rewards and recognition. Go ahead, Brian.
Right. How's everybody doing? We want to rally behind this fundraising event. We were successful in the first one. We raised more than $10,000. For the Men's and Family Center, and it was real easy because a lot of hands can make a light, a heavy load light. And like Bill was saying, if we get like 1,000 people to give $10, then we can reach the goal. But also, I have a flyer that I posted on Facebook. I don't know if Dave, you can screen. If I can get a screen share, I can show everybody the flyer. And what you can do is you can, you know, snatch it off anybody's, David Murphy's page or the National Black Unity page, and just send it to like 10 people or more, at least 10 people. And let's see, here it is. So this is the flyer right here, just to give you a little bit of information. It has, you know, the sponsoring organization have David's information to donate cash at, has PayPal, and if you want to write a paper check, it has this P.O. box. For information, it has Bill Gooden's phone number and my number. And the supporting organizations down at the bottom. So we have five
are supporting organizations. They're not sponsors, but they're supporting entities. We have the Men's Unifying Black Men, the National Black Unity News. We have the National Portal, Black Portal. We have God's Given Hands and Unity TV.
Okay.
Right.
Let me say this. Now, most people know me, know I ain't gonna ask you for nothing. You know, but I've come to learn that if God wanna bless you, and if God gives you a gift, you know, it's nothing wrong with receiving a gift from God and a gift from you. Because if it comes from you, it's coming from your heart, coming from your heart, wherever it comes from. But let me say this. I didn't ask Bill to do this. But Bill is the type of person, been out there long as I have on the front line. And see, he's the one who started Black Men Unifying Black Men. He's been around for, I don't know how many, 80-something breakfasts, you know. And we helped a multi, and even the National Black Unity News came from out of that meeting, that the six of us that first started this thing. And it was Bill's idea to help the Men's Center raise their money and bring recognized to that place, because that place has been helping people for over 20 years. Men's and Family Center have been helping people for years and doing wonderful work for people. And so again, see, I'm just trying to say is this. These are the type of people that I work with the National Black Unity News. People who don't have to do these things, but they do them anyway because they do them from their heart. And I ain't never been, like I say, I've been around a lot of places and a lot of people. But I've never, like I say, been around a group such as this. And we making some noise now. You know, we just getting started, but we making some noise, and God is behind us. And like I say, as you see, it's just not me talking. It's all these people, man. If you heard their stories, if you heard what they've been through, if you hear what they're going through, you'd be amazed that they ain't had time to do anything else, but yet they do it anyway. And so, and only from my perspective, only God could put something like this together. And so, you know, and if you do donate to the National Black Unity News, because that's what it's going to go to, it's going to go to good works. And because that's what we all about, good work. And we're going to be a blessing to a lot of more people, because we can reach a lot of more people. And, you know, like I said, when we do these type of shows, and I know that we're going to be professional. Sometimes you need to have scripts and have plans. But see, this is not planned. This is how we are. We do this all the time. We have many calls, and we just start talking, and we don't know where it ends up at and why it goes. Sometimes we just let God lead. But it's good to be, you know, a professional and keep things in order. But at the same time, see, God is in control of this thing. I'm going to tell you something. The National Black Unity News has been a blessing to so many people. To so many people, and they would never ever tell you about it. Just like I was telling these people in this hospital, and they go around their daily task every day. They wouldn't even let me out of bed. They, you know, I know it's too much information. You know, I had to go to the bathroom. The ladies, they follow you in there and wait. I mean, look how strong you have to be. You know, I mean. I'm just using this as, you know, but it's the truth. And oftentimes they get fussed at, they get cussed at, but yet they're doing their job and they're doing their job faithful. And very few people ever tell them thank you or show them some love. When I start and I go, that's what I do. You know what I do. That's my thing. I go around there and let people know who they are and whose they are. And when I start telling these people how important they are, I say especially how important they are to me. They look at me in shock. They're almost in shock because they never hear nobody say nice things to them and how important they are, how important their jobs are, you know. And I suggest we all do that, you know, because like Bill just said, you never know. People go around all their lives serving people and nobody never say thank you.
Can I say one thing?
So, yes, hey, so, oh, come on, jump right on in.
I just say Rico Carlin here. I really want to say thank you to Rico because Rico's just like Vernon. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Rico.
All of us been pushing this. And Rico never likes to talk. But once I see him, I want to see him and not acknowledge him. Rico, you need to unmute yourself and say something.
Yeah, say something.
Oh, yeah. Well, but before he says something, Bill, let me say something. Rico is my and I don't like doing, you know, favorite, but you know there's a lot of charities out here. He's my favorite charity.
Yeah.
Because who he is. His brother is a servant. He go out there, he's like me, he'll organize people, he'll get the food, he'll get the clothes, he'll take it to the places, no matter what, you know, and he's like that. And he will not come on, he will not take no bows or nothing. Matter of fact, he runs from it. And I said, man, you need to come on and tell your story. And I'm so glad to see my brother on here, because it's amazing. Did you see him on here? You know. But Rico is a good guy, and he's going to be another recipient of a fundraiser that we're going to be doing. And he's another brother. Like I say, see, this is the thing where Bill has started. There are so many soldiers. I've met so many soldiers, just like Brother Satavi and his wife. When I first met them, they kept me going. Because that's how hard they work and how they open their house up. See, there's people like them, but you didn't see them in the newspapers. They were in my newspaper, though. But you didn't see them in the afros and at the big dining table with the bow ties and stuff on, getting awards and nothing like that. But they served more than just about anybody else did. Like Rico does. Like Leon Purnell and them does. It's a bunch of people out here I know in this city who don't get any attention at all because they're not in the right circles. They don't deal with the right type of people. Rico, come on, brother. Unmute yourself. I know it's going to be hard for him. I'm going to see if I can help him here. I don't know. If he come on, Rico, we wish he'd just say hello or something, man. You know, because
David, see if you can take the controls back.
Yeah, I did. I got him. It just I asked him to unmute, but it's up to him to do it, though. But you know, like Bill say, we both respect Rico a great deal. Yes,
Mr. David, how you doing?
I'm doing.
All right, peace and blessings, everybody. We won.
Hey.
All I want to
is
just
you,
say
is this
say
you, Rico? Is this you, Rico?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Rico.
My man. Hey.
Yeah.
How you doing? Yes, sir.
Fine. Hey, look, and that's all you're going to get out of me, too, is hello.
Oh, Rico, you should say a little bit more. tell us what you do for those who don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know, really.
Well, David summed it up very well, the type of person I am. And I'm not going to, no disrespect to nobody. I'm just not going to say nothing. I just want to get on there just to say hello. And then I'm going to go back to the mute and listen to the conversation. All right. Peace and blessing, everyone. Be safe and God bless.
Peace and blessings.
All right. And we got another brother on here. See, that is an unsung hero. That Mr. Ronald Miles over there, at the center over there where I learned to swim at, Chick Webb. You want to say a few words, sir?
Hello, everyone. Just calling everybody. Yep, East Baltimore, Chick Webb. I hope folks are learning the story of how Chick Webb was built by renowned black folks when the city of Baltimore did not put nothing for black folks in Baltimore at all, because Druid-Hill Park was not desegregated until 1956, and Chick Webb was built in 1947. And with the efforts of Jackie Mons Navy, Duke Ellington, Joe Lewis. So I'm just sharing that information around the city and around the nation now, because we just didn't know the story. So I can update you all, because 4 years ago, we prevented the demolition of Chick Webb Wreck because folks did not recognize the significance of it. And I'm also saying to the city, when their planners come in, you should do education before demolition. And too often, our community embraces newness without understanding the cultural or historical backgrounds of things. So that's all I'll say tonight, David, and thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And if anybody else feel like jumping in, yeah, because it's open conversation tonight, anybody else want to jump in? Just unmute yourselves.
And Mr. Ronald Mills put his information out.
Okay, yeah. And
phone number.
David, you have my information, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, share it.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't type that good.
I'll get it from him later.
Yeah.
Well, you can go on. It's RJY Chick Webb Council, Inc. And we have a Facebook page, so you can catch up there. And we also have a web page that their website is just too long. But go on our Facebook page, and you'll see the struggles that I'm going through with the City of Baltimore Department of Rec and Parks right now.
Mm-hmm. And so that just goes to show you, ladies and gentlemen, that I hear a lot of TV noise in the background. But that just goes to...
You are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing *6.
Sorry about that. I'm muting everybody else. Mute myself, too. But any case, again, we only have about 14, 15 minutes. I want to invite two more people on here. I shared some with them last week, and I want to share with them again, because you got to give people their roses while they're alive. And that's my brother and my sister-in-law, Kathleen Murphy. You see, you know, it's a lot of things in your life that is significant. And sometimes they may seem like they're little things, something maybe something you say or something you didn't say to somebody. Or maybe because you just took somebody up under your arm sometime, up under your wings and carried the person sometime. And it made a big difference in their life. But years ago, when I was just getting back on my feet again, and life was brand new. You know, I was living in a brand new world because I had just came from out of, from the age of 13 to 27, alcoholism. And I went to school, got my GED, went to printing school, got a job and everything. Things started going well. But, you know, life was still brand new because it was a sober world and I had to live it. And I never lived in a sober world before. Not as an adult, and everything was brand new to me. And then one day, my brother, see, they both of them are military, you know. They made a living out of, my words still get kind of mixed up sometimes. You know, I don't speak as good, you know, but it gets better, they tell me. But I still had this certificate. They were both going overseas. And my brother handed me this piece of paper. And it had a document in it. And it said, if anything should happen to one of them, that I should take over their son. Now, how in the world can somebody trust you that much with their own child? And see, they don't know, or maybe I don't think they would ever know how significant that was to me. That carried me through to my roughest day. That's the thing that I fall on when I lose everything else. That's what comes up.
You are unmuted.
It make my man. I'm gonna tell you. I'm just going to say this to y'all. You know, I'm very emotional tonight because I'm grateful. And I'm grateful to have good people around me. So I'm not used to having, except for my own family members. But, you know, to have so many good people that support you, care about you, even tell you they love you. And I love, and I love y'all too. But, you know, it's new to me. You know, it's strange because, like I said, it's the first time I actually seen real unity. And this is what I've been fighting for all my life. And so do you know how it is? I mean, if you ever fought for something all your life, you finally get it. How great that is. When you can actually see it, taste it, touch it. Powerful stuff, man. And we just begin it. And see, that's the significant about this. That's why I'm so grateful about. See, we just getting started. And those of you who are not involved in this publication right now, like Mr. Ronald Miles, and Rico's already part of the paper. You know, he's in there. But like I say, see, when you come in and get involved with us, see, not only, you know, we only do it just because you're part of the paper, but see, you become part of a family. That's what I've been trying to tell people. We do business. We do business like everybody else. But behind the scenes is where the real magic happens, real connections takes place. And when other people get to meet other people and other people get to share information with other people that they know. That I don't even know, but they know, you know, and they talk to each other. Now, my sister-in-law told me something today. We laughed about it. She said she wrote a thing for one of our members, Donetta Morey. I've been on Donetta for 25, 30 years. Me and Donetta, we tight. We just that. But she asked Kathleen to write something. I said, Lord. but see, this is the type of relationships that just comes up and people get to know about each other and trust one another and respect one another. And that's what the whole paper was supposed to have been about. And that's what it is about. And what Bill is doing and Vernon and everybody else who's going to be involved with this fundraiser, you're doing a wonderful thing. Of course, I'm appreciated, but those who know me know that the funds will go to a good place, and they're going to help a multitude of people. Yeah, they'll help me too. But at the same time, see, even this, getting emotional again, for anybody to even come to me and say, David, outside my brother and them, I want to help you. That's, you can't beat it. I bought a pair of shoes, posted right here. Stacy, you know how I am. Brand new pair of shoes, Stacy Adams. Don't know if you can see them in the box. And they size 12. nice pair of shoes, but they're too small. I couldn't even get them on my feet. I called Bill. I said, Bill, my wife is doing something, so she's not feeling too well. I said, I need a pair of shoes. I said, I need a size 13. The next morning, Bill over here with a pair of shoes, I got them on now. They fit perfectly. I said, Bill, let me pay. No. No. What you talking about paying? You know, see y'all, see, these are the type of things. Well, I'm going to do what? I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. This is it for me tonight because I can't handle it right now emotionally because I'm just grateful and I'm thankful. But y'all won't have to carry the rest of this show until the time it closes.
May I ask Vernon a question?
Sure.
Yeah.
Vernon, with this plan, do we have you may have said it and I might have missed it. Is there a time frame that your goal is to produce the 10,000 so we'll have a feel for that?
Yeah, we have 2 months.
2 months. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry if I missed that. But okay, that's a good goal. I like that. I like goals.
Yeah. Right. Like I said, we did it for the Men's and Family Center, and we raised it, you know, within that 2 months. And I think the guy... Leon said it was a little bit more. So we know we have more, you know, support or whatever. You know, with Black Men Unifying Black Men and the national news, the National Black Unity News. So we have a lot of people, you know, just by sharing the flyer and, you know, share it to at least 10 people or more. And we shall reach our goal at the end of the 2 months.
That's good.
Vernon, did you get a copy of the flyer?
Yeah, I think I sent you a copy. If not, I'll send you another one.
Yeah, okay. That way I can post, I can share with my Blog Talk people.
Yes.
Yep.
Do we have it, Mr. Murphy, Dempsey Murphy, do we have the flyer?
I sent it on Facebook.
Mr. Murphy.
He's X'd up.
I'm
going to tell you one thing. I already received several hundred dollars already.
See?
Good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's real good.
And just the love, just that alone. I mean, if nothing else will come in, I'm grateful for that because a few people cared enough to give. And so, it's like I say, you know, I don't know where God's going to lead us, but that it's not up to me to figure that out. It's just that we just have to keep moving forward and just do what we can and help each other out, because after we do this one, we desperately, you know, because I was very involved with Neon before I got sick. I was supposed to have been broadcasting the thing live from the thing, but I ended up in the hospital.
Yeah.
But I did, but, you know, I did donate and did like everything, like, you know, whatever I could too. But see, because I know he's a soldier. I know he's out there working hard. And if somebody right now had a brother, sister, cousin, and say he need a job or he need his record expungement or something like that, you send him to Leon. Leon, take care of him. I don't care what part of the city you're from. And see, and we got all of these type of people. Well, I started, let me just say this, and I ain't trying to get spooky on you or nothing, but just for the hell of it, I started studying angels today, just out of curiosity. I looked up on, you know, what the record, you know, what the Wikipedia say about them and this, that. What the Bible say about how many times they mention and this, that, and what you can't be. They say a person can't be an angel. I'm talking about you can't die and then become an angel. You know, I was just, you know, all these different type of things. But they did say most of the things that I did read about an angel, they say they can be in human form. They can change forms, and they can look like a human. They can act like a human. And they have characteristics sometimes like a human, but they do godly work. And when I look around in my little circle, I see a whole bunch of angels from my perspective. A whole bunch of them. And I was looking at what the word said about them. I was reading the word, but it said right there, and all kind of pictures popped up in my mind, right in my own circle. Those type of characteristics. And so that just made me go like this. I just said this to myself. Because I was thinking about that lady. That's why I was looking at it. And then I was saying, darn, you know, God put me around a whole bunch of angels all this time. I've been around a bunch of angels for a long time. And but like I say again, we know what time it is, and you know what's on your heart, so you do what's on your heart. You know, you do what you can, because nobody knows. Nobody knows. Me and Bill talk. Me and my brother talk. Me and Satya, we talk, but very few people I talk to personally. Me and Rico talk. I talk to on a personal level that I really, you know, I open up to anybody, but I talk on a personal level.
I know.
And the brothers, they understand, and we understand each other, and I do know one thing: out of all the conversations I do have with the brothers and the sisters, there's one thing for sure: sometimes we get weary, sometimes things get real hard. Sometimes we go through illnesses. A lot of us go through illnesses. Most of y'all won't even say nothing. Be sick as I don't know what, and y'all be out there performing. And you do it out of will, you know, even though you in pain. My sister-in-law, all of y'all, Dr. Y-T's, all of y'all, y'all be sick as I don't know what sometimes. Going, people all around you dying and stuff, but y'all out there performing. And won't open your mouth. Like me, won't say nothing, you know, and but yet you live through it, you go through it. See, I know these things, but I don't tell you them because what goes on between us, you know, between us, but that's what y'all made of. And I'm keep harping on this because it's so significant, because like I say, never in my life have I ever met a group of people that's so different from each other, but has so many godly characteristics about themselves. And I mean, never. I'm 69 years old, ever. And I've been in churches. I've been here. I've been there. I've been a lot of places, but I've never seen nothing like this. And that's why I'm encouraging people so much, man. Y'all need to come into this family, because you will never find nothing like this. Because I never found nothing like this all my life. And I've been working hard at it. I sacrificed my life for my people. And that's the God heaven truth. I could have lived happily ever after if I was just looking up with David. But y'all don't know how much I gave up. Just to serve God. But I'm going to tell you one thing. It was worth every minute of it. The struggles, the sufferings, and everything else. Just to meet people like you, because it brings so much hope to you. It's a shame you live your whole life and you've been around people taking, hurting people, and doing all this other thing, and then you finally come around but a group of people who does so many wonderful things. And as I grow older, I'm more sure than ever there is a God, because I see the God in all of y'all. And that's a power. See, I wake up to a mission in life and believing in a God. But when not only when you believe in it, but when you see it. See, not only do I see it in y'all, but look what I've been through. I see it in me all the time. Look, I feel great. All them strokes, all them things, all that sugar, and I'm feeling like, man, I can run around the block 10 times. just a few days ago. And so there is a God, as far as I'm concerned. And it's not just within me, like I say, within you. And so I'm going to shut up again. I keep saying that. But,
David,
you know, thank y'all.
Can I make an announcement about tomorrow night?
Yes, please.
Well,
yes.
You know, for those of you on the call, most of you will automatically tune in tomorrow night. But we have some people that normally are not on Tuesday night's call. We have a real treat tomorrow night. Well, it's a treat every week, but we have someone special tomorrow night. And it's Mr. Ricky Bond is coming on, and he's our guest speaker. So please come on time. We start at 7:30, and we like to just start out right. We have maybe a couple of administrative announcements, and then we go right into the guest speaker. So tune in. The Zoom link will be out hopefully tomorrow by midday, and look for it. And we will have Ricky Bond. That's all I have to say. Thank
okay.
You.
And I'm going to close with this. Now, I'm not going to ask for no forgiveness, and I ain't going to make no excuses because I'm human, I'm emotional, and I'm happy. And if you see me get emotional, or you can draw any kind of conclusion you want to, but I'm one grateful man, and I'm the richest man in earth, and I got enough to be emotional about. So I ain't making no excuses, no apologies, but I just want you to know that this is a powerful place to be, and you need to get on board, not for my sake, but for your sake.
Amen. Amen.
All right, and so I'm going to close with that. Anybody have any closing words? Because this would be time to go off.
Just glad to see you doing real good.
Yes, I am. Okay. All righty, so with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, and I didn't mention this, but Brother Satavi is also running this show from
the host would like you to unmute your microphone.
Radio.
You can press star 6
on
to unmute.
Facebook Live, and we also on a couple of formats, and we in a couple of groups. And so even though it's a small group of us, but there's other people going to be seeing this, and they'll be seeing this the rest of the week. And as Kathleen said, tomorrow night we will have one of our young brothers on, Rick Vaughn.
You are unmuted.
Like last week, we had our Kim Poole, because we try to bring our younger people in so that we can hear what they're talking about. But we can also take some of our wisdom and assist them so they don't have to bump their heads the way we had to. You know, and we got some great young people out there that's involved with the paper. And I've been telling them, and I'm hitting them hard with it, how important it is to come to meet y'all. I'm so proud of y'all. I'm telling everybody, y'all need to come meet these people. I'm serious. I do. I'll be saying, man, y'all don't know what y'all missing. And so that's why they're beginning to get interested in it, because I say, man, you can run around there all your life, and you know, you like I had to. You know, it's difficult when you out there trying to make a living, and you have to depend on other people, and they let you down, and you get discouraged, and you got nobody to fall back onto. You know, but I say these with us, you know, you got somebody who generally care, people who are willing to sit down and talk to you to help you. To share information with you. You know, and they ain't going to try to dig in your pocket. I mean, they just want to help you. Where else can you get that? Consultation costs a lot of money, don't it?
Yes, it does.
You know, but in any case, I thank each and every one of you again. Thank you for your prayers, your thoughts, and all that you do. And I'm going to say, bid you all. Good night. Take care.
Good night, David. Good night, Dr. Watiz.
Good
night, Bernie.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Shut your mind down.
Goodbye.